Blog Talk Radio.
I'm your host, Merle Exit. Oh, yes. We're having a heat wave. We're not a tropical heat wave, because we're not in the tropics, but I know. It's like we're not the only ones. I'm here in New York City. It's 5 p.m. Yeah, I don't know. What is it? Did we get closer to the sun? Okay, but we're going to be talking. We got a good show. Friends of Maple Grove Cemetery in Queens, New York, they're going to be celebrating the life of an artist, exceptional artist named Nikos Beljan. What's so special is that, he not only has some art at the had some art at the 1964 World's Fair in Flushing Meadows, Corona Park, murals in New York City, but it's what they're made of. So what is we're going to have his daughter, Rhea Beljan Calkins, will be talking about this artwork and his life. As a matter of fact, I have her right now. So hi, Rhea, how are you?
Hi, very well. Thank you so much for having me, Merle.
Okay, so first let's get into this thing, this in terms of the artwork, because this is the thing that really that stands out as, like, different from what other people normally do.
You know, and he developed a technique that others have tried to emulate, but nobody has ever been able to accomplish the same results that he did. And he started off as a fine artist painting and fell in love with metal when he came to the United States, because post-war, the United States had glorious metals like aluminum and tin plate that you didn't find in Europe.
Right.
And he found a way of painting on metal so that he would abrade the metal in such a way to create angles, arcs, illusions, and when colored lights would hit it, it would almost become like a three-dimensional painting. And he did everything in flat metal, mosaics. He did an outrageous car. What he could do with metal has been unparalleled.
Now, during the time that he started, that he was doing this, like, was it easy? Was it like he was able to get a hold of scrap metal all over the place, or...
He not only got a hold of scrap metal, he was smart. He approached metal manufacturers. So he had a huge relationship with Kaiser Aluminum and Kaiser Steel.
Mm-hmm.
And in many cases, they would provide the material. He did two spectacular spheres that were like giant hubcaps of scenes around the United States for General Motors. And General Motors supplied the metal in those cases. And then eventually, by the time you hit the 50s, metal became more available.
Uh-huh. So he was, okay, so it wasn't like that he had to, that he went to scrap yards.
No. He was working with pure sheet metal.
Oh, okay.
At the time.
What made him decide to do it? What happened that he...
As an artist, he was a very... I was a fairly successful artist in Europe. He was a wonderful painter, but he had a great love of the United States when he came to it and felt that he needed a new avenue of expression. And the family has a joke that he was watching my mother clean aluminum pans and noticed the steel wool. I doubt that's true, but we like to joke about it. But he had an eye. He had studied in Paris at L'École du Louvre, L'École des Beaux-Arts. He studied all mediums of art. And the availability of the metal and being in California at an exciting, dynamic time was very inspirational to him.
So was he living in Europe and then came here, or did he went to Europe?
Yeah, he was born and raised in Greece. He studied in Paris, returned to Greece, and was in the military in World War II. And after the war was over, he was given a scholarship, surprisingly not by the government of Greece, but by the government of France, to go back continue his studies. And he went back and was given what would be the equivalent of a diplomatic passport, because they wanted him to explore museums and schools and art. He was involved with the Greek government a little bit. And he decided to go to the United States from France. And once he came here, he found a new medium, a new vision, and never went back. Other than family visits, but his new life stayed here. And eventually he moved his studio from California to New York, which he felt was a much more vibrant Greek community for him, a certainly more dynamic art center, in terms of the architects and the visions of what they were doing. It was a much more exciting opportunity for him. And
so
he did a lot of work around the New York
area. Are you talking about in Astoria, or?
He moved into Manhattan, but we had a lot of friends, a lot of family, and we spent a lot of time in Astoria. When my family comes back to New York, we still make a point of dinner there every time. Very fond memories.
Do you have I'm curious, by the way, just off here. Do you have a favorite place?
Excuse me?
That you eat at? Do you have
Stamatis?
A favorite place that you eat? What is it?
Stamatis.
Okay. I'm going to look it up because
I think
I'm
it's 23rd or 26th. And if you go there, they have the best lamb fricassee you could imagine.
Okay. Get off
last time we were here a year ago, we met our friends and family there.
Oh, okay. All right, so let's get back to the art. So first I just want to get, so where is his art displayed now in the United States?
That's been part of my mission since I discovered boxes of history up in my mother's attic to try to trace the murals. Fortunately, in New York, there are a couple of major installations that you may not be able to get into the building, but you can still see the mural. The main one is the Pfizer building on 42nd and 2nd, and that is in the lobby that you see through the glass windows from the street.
Wait, you know, I have to tell you something very funny. Have you ever heard this thing called the ride?
Uh-huh.
They have this, they do this, this is like a tour bus, but except that you're not facing the front, you're facing like the street. So it's part of a tour, it's a really very cute thing. But I just happened to remember, I just did this yesterday, and they were going down 42nd Street, and I think I remember seeing this.
I would, you know, it's a very tough mural to miss. I think it's 42 feet wide, 16 feet tall. All done in metal, in a combination of mosaic and flat, a braided metal. And over the years, they've valued it that much that they've continued to restore it and maintain it in glorious condition. And they consider it sort of the iconic symbol of their headquarters.
As a matter of fact, by the way, I'm going to get in touch with the company, the Ride, and let them know this. So when they pass it again, they'll make sure they mention it and talk about it.
Yeah, and the Greek consulate up on 79th Street has one of his murals. Air India on Lexington Avenue. They only have a very small piece still displayed. Two gorgeous murals are in Troy Towers in Union City, New Jersey. And unfortunately, the pieces that were at the World's Fair, one of them made its way down to one of Air India's offices down in Philadelphia. And I'm not sure what the Tower of Light did with their panels.
Oh.
But once the World's Fair was taken down, there was no way to see the pieces in their original intent.
Okay.
But that was great. As a little kid, we had every relative coming to New York to go out to see the murals. I went to the World's Fair 800 million times.
Yeah. I think I only went once.
And you lived out there.
Well,
every
I didn't
time
actually.
Family came to New York, we went to the World's
Fair.
At
the time, I lived in the Bronx. But that was like the big thing to get to the World's Fair. I mean, you know.
Yeah.
I remember like bits and bits. Well, we had all this, these, you know, celebrations of the World's Fair going on here in Queens. I don't know if you were aware of it.
That was the event of our lives for that year.
Yeah.
Wasn't it even 2 years?
Yes. It was 64 and 65.
Yeah. So we may not have lived there, but we spent a lot of time.
Yeah. So let me ask you now about it. Friends of Maple Grove Cemetery is doing a celebration of his life.
They're sponsoring a wonderful event. This is the 50th anniversary of his death coming up in August. And I was cutting you off, but I think you were asking me how it started.
Yeah.
The historian with Friends of Maple Grove, Carl Belenis, was going around on another event, and he happened to notice the gravestone with the term metal muralist and had never come across the term before and Googled it and came to the website we created for my father and realized the two were one and the same and contacted me, and it was sort of kismet. They had finally found the story of one of the people they care for, and to us it was so wonderful to know what a wonderful cemetery Maple Grove is and how they commemorate the history, their people, their community. And when they suggested doing something like this, it was very exciting.
So what do you know what they're going to be doing exactly?
Yeah, they're going to have a reception. And there is a mid-century modern, which my father would be considered of that era, preservationist, who's going to come and talk about his art and that type of the era of the art and his place in that era. And we're not sure what else is going on. We'll talk a little bit about his life, his art. The family is giving Maple Grove as a thanks for their care of my father and their interest in his life, a small gouache of one of his later murals that my sister will be bringing along for everyone to see. And we have quite a number of items from his life that we'll be bringing, a journal, some small artwork. So it should be a very fascinating afternoon.
Oh, it sounds really good. You know, it's been very interesting doing things with Maple Grove. Again, Carl is wonderful. He just like hunts for things just so they have events and celebrating.
He is just unlimited excitement.
Yeah.
He has energy, ideas, enthusiasm that are very exciting.
Yeah, this is going to be fabulous. I hope I have somebody knocking at my door. Good, leave it at the door. Okay, thank you very much. I'll get it. No, it's okay. I'm not going to be able to, I don't think it, no, okay. I got what it is. This is not leaving a package. I got this. They're soliciting or doing something. Okay, so it doesn't matter. All right, let's get back to this.
And, you know, I started researching his art, and fortunately they kept some incredible records, business correspondence, slides of his murals over the years, and I've been tracing them around the country.
Oh, okay.
And since we did the website, now murals are starting to find us.
Oh, good. What I also wanted to ask you, because I was going on the website, I'm sure because is there a way, like, when I'm looking at something to make it larger so I can see it?
If you click on the picture itself, it takes it into another screen, and then you can click on that too.
Oh, good. Okay, because I wanted to.
So it can
to
progressively
really
get larger.
Okay, so maybe you can kind of the whatever is going to be. Anything that's going to be shown at the cemetery, is there any specific ones that you could email me to feature?
Certainly, yeah.
Okay.
Sure.
Because that's what I want to do. In the article that I'm going to be previewing, I want to show something that will actually be there so people can get a sense. And, you know, I know newspaper wants photos and quotes and whatever. So, okay, so now to get back to this, so whose I guess, idea was it to be buried at Maple Grove Cemetery and why? I'm just curious.
It was my mother.
You're all curious.
We were living in Manhattan, so that presented a lot of limitations to start with, but because we did have friends and family out in Queens, the location was perfect, and my father always wanted to be buried near a tree.
Okay.
And that's where he is.
That's a great reason, you know. Because that's.
I don't think we ever had any idea at the time, and maybe they weren't like that at the time. But I was relatively young when he died. I had no idea that Maple Grove was as involved in the community as it is and does these activities and presentations.
Oh, yeah. And me too.
So it was really exciting when Carl got in touch with us.
I had no idea. I mean, all these years or whatever. And I don't even remember, like, something. Oh, you know what it is? This is really very funny. The newspaper was doing something on cemeteries in Queens, and they asked me to, you know, research it, or, you know, if any that have, some places have events, and I thought, event? What kind of you mean, events at cemeteries?
Yeah.
So I looked at this, and I said, whoa, this is really interesting, and I wound up meeting with Carl and going on a, you know, touring the place, and I said, you know, we really need to write about events that are going on there. Because they're really interesting.
And it's a beautiful cemetery. Yeah, you know, it's historic. It's contemporary.
Right.
They have beautiful facilities there. It's a lovely place to just go and spend quiet time.
Yes.
And they do these wonderful events.
Well, the other thing is that, so people understand, I mean, you're not like, when the events occur, you're not walking around the cemetery. You know, if that's something that bothers you, kind of thing, you don't. You're coming into the, going right to a building in the front.
Yeah.
And the event is taking place over there, you know.
Not just a building that overlooks a lake and beautiful scenery.
Yeah.
It's a lovely place.
Overlooks raccoons. I was sitting there one day. I was at one of the events and was sitting there, and this raccoon is going by, looking at us like, hey, it's late. What are you guys doing here?
It's their place now.
Yeah. But anyway, so I guess, have you, like, been there a few times or just, you know?
Honestly, I live in Mexico.
Oh, well, I guess not.
So I'm not there often, and I haven't been there since I was a kid, but Carl has sent us photographs, and that's the other part of our excitement, going up.
Okay.
I'm probably telling tales out of school. My mother had an ongoing discussion with them, so to speak, about what would be used for his marker. And she had a vision of putting in something that was emblematic of his art and involved, and she'd put things in, they'd take things out, she'd put things in. But I love what they finally settled on. They were even gracious enough to talk about updating the marker, but, you know, we liked the seal that it was the original marker, was what my mother picked, and it's beautiful.
Okay, I guess I can Google the thing, like find the gravestone thing, right?
Honestly, I'm not sure, but possibly, yeah. And if not, I have a photograph I can send you.
Oh, okay.
Paul was kind
send
enough
it to
me.
Forward
on.
I might be able to use that as well in the art.
Yeah, well, we said we sort of kept it old school. He was a modern artist, but with traditional values.
Yeah. Well, that's why I'm really, looking forward to the event, and it's nice to know, you know, that the people being buried, that the people buried there are. Well, you know, everybody's important, but, you know, when we're dealing with things like the arts or history or, you know, that kind of a thing, or we have, I guess, because a lot of people, when they go to cemeteries, if they're walking around just because they're interested in cemeteries, want to say, well, who's buried here?
Mm-hmm.
And they want to see the markers or whatever of...
Doesn't Paris have a famous cemetery that people go to specifically for that?
Oh, yeah, everybody. Yeah, a lot of cemeteries have.
So Maple Grove is, you know, sort of like Paris.
Right. The more they do this, and it's nice. The facilities are nice to sit there and lectures or whatever it is and just... and hear about it, and, it's enjoyable. It's we're not talking, spending money and going to something that's saying, oh, I can't afford to do this kind of thing.
This is free, and they have parking, and it's handicap accessible. So there's really no excuse not to come.
I'm just curious. Have you pursued the art field yourself?
I'm creative. I'm not an artist, but I've become, I guess, the family historian. So I'm the one who's been putting together the history and understanding the technique. And my sister is a wonderful photographer and an artist, and she taught art for many years. And my nephew has been continuing with the metal. My mother, after my father died, continued his studio for many years and then took it off into her own direction. And, you know, that's another story for another day. But it's a family filled with talent.
Oh, that's good. So with the continuation of the medals, are people able to see anything that he did?
My nephew? He's more of a private artist upstate.
Okay. No, I'm just kind of wondering.
He doesn't work on a big scale. He works on a small scale.
Mm-hmm.
And does.
Okay. No, I was just kind of curious. If it was a gallery something that people. Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of what my mother did was down here in Mexico.
Oh, okay.
After she closed her studio in New York.
Oh, okay. I was kind of just kind of curious. So I'm certainly going to Google the restaurant.
I highly recommend it.
I'm just curious. Do you have something at the restaurant that says that you were there? Did you put a photo or anything?
No.
No?
No, they don't do that.
We'll see. I'm very good at public relations.
I'm sure.
So, all right. Well, I really appreciate it. Is there anything else you want to share? I mean, I'm not cutting you off, but.
All I can say is we're still on the lookout for his murals around the States. If anybody comes across anything that is a mental mural that sounds like him, please contact us. We are especially looking for the car that he did, which was last in Queens, and I think in Elmont. I'll send you the details of that. But it was an incredible metal mosaic covered with fiberglass car.
Okay. I'll get that into the article.
We have incredible pictures of that one.
Okay. I have two papers.
The police in New York finally made them get rid of it because it attracted too much attention on the streets.
Oh, yeah, because I guess because of the light hitting it, right?
Well, no, it was just so unusual. People would hang out.
Okay.
They even started trying to pick off little pieces of tile from it.
Okay.
It attracted a lot of attention wherever it went. That's why
do
I'm always
any
surprised
restaurants,
it disappeared.
Do any restaurants have something that's a piece of something that they're showing off?
He didn't do too many restaurants in New York. Most of them were in California.
Oh, okay.
Pieces,
restaurants that he went to and they said, "Oh, can we put something up or something like that."
I don't know. He used to go to the Paradise and the Acropolis a lot.
Okay.
And he was a member of the Greek Orthodox Cathedral on 72nd Street. We have family and friends who had murals in their own private homes in Queens.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I'll get this out there about this.
Okay.
And as I said, I'm going to call the restaurant and set something up.
We speak highly of them.
Okay. Well, I'll say that, they've been recommended. I need to do an article about the restaurant. And while I'm there, by the way, can we put up a phone? Yeah, that's all. But, or I get the article done, and I said, with the second paper that I'm writing for, and then I say, here's the review on the restaurant, and in it is a photo that you provide me with, and that when they put up this article, the photo's there.
But like I said, not really the kind of place with pictures up, but
yeah.
If anyone can do it, you can.
Yeah. So can you give me the spelling of the name of the restaurant, by the way?
I think it's S-T-A-M-A-T-I-S.
S-T-A-M-I-T-S.
M-A. M-A.
Okay. All right. I did some years back, I did a tour of Greek restaurants, and they were taking me to different places, one for appetizer and all this other stuff, and I don't remember which places I went to, but it was too long ago, and I'm sure, there are different restaurants and some better and, et cetera kind of thing.
Here it is. It is S-T-A-M-A-T-I-S, and it's on 23rd Avenue.
Okay. All right, that may just be my next review.
You'll enjoy it.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, thank you very much. And obviously if I have any other questions.
And I assume I'll be seeing you on the 13th.
Oh, yeah, I'll be at the event.
Excellent. Look forward to meeting you.
Okay, and I'll let you know when it's in the paper. I guess, it's going to have to be, probably in next week's paper, I guess, because, it has to be, time for people to go to this.
That's right.
Okay.
Well, thank you again, girl.
You're very welcome.
Bye-bye.
Have a great day.
You too.
Okay, bye. Oh, yes. So I'm going to make my way on a couple of weeks to Maple Grove Cemetery for this event. It's always nice to know that there's, you know, different types of artwork and, you know, things to see. And, of course, the surprises that you could, that the cemeteries themselves will provide you, other than grieving all the time, celebrating versus grieving, I guess. So, well, right now I'm... Even though I have an air conditioner on, and some fans, I'm still in a room, I guess the light here, I have a lamp on here, and I'm, as we say, schwitzing right now. So I'm going to end the show. I know, this is not good for me to do this, because now I'm going to crave, but whatever,
hey, Martha,
here we go.
Why do you smile? I was just thinking. I'm here at Ronnie Brook Farms eating delicious grass, not being injected with some synthetic hormones. I just gave birth to another cutie calf and don't even have to deal with any bull. I hear you, Mar. You know what they call cows that can't give milk? No, what, Sal? Utter failure. So, where is our big daddy Ronnie? Probably somewhere exercising, doing yogurt. At Ronniebrook Farms, you'll find the best of dairy products. Our milks vary in butterfat from nonfat to heavy cream. Enjoy the creamy yogurts from the cup or one that you can simply drink with the best of culture without artificial thickeners or additives. We don't have sour cream. We do have creme fraiche. Butter is better when you can choose cinnamon toast to spread on bread or pancakes. And since we scream for ice cream any time of year, you'll love our 16% butterfat. Do you remember getting bottled milk delivered, opening it to find the cream on the top? That is how you'll find our sweet-tasting cream-lined milk. I'll hand it to you, Sal, or milk may get past your eyes. But certainly not homogenized. Ronniebrook Farms, where cows always seem to be in a good mood. Check us out at www.ronniebrook.com.
Oh, yeah. I really would love to have a nice cold glass of milk at the moment, but I've run out of milk. Well, I don't know how long I'm going to last, but I know on Sunday I can go to the Green Market here in Forest Hills, where, amongst other things, I can get Ronniebrook milk and ice cream. And okay, I think that's enough of my talking about this. I'm going to leave everybody, in case you didn't listen now, you're going to listen to this in the future. Have a nice day, evening, or whatever. Let me go find this thing. Okay. All right, goodbye. Oh, the chickens are there. They're